Chapter 10. The Story of the Wooden-Legged Man.
Jonathan Small continued his story.
I was surrounded by death and killing every day, so the death of Ahmed didn't mean much to me. I promised the two other men that I was with them. Ahmed and Dost Akbar arrived. The three Sikhs took Ahmed away with them. I heard a fight, and then Ahmed escaped. He came running back past me with the others chasing him. I put out my foot to make him fall, and Dost Akbar killed him.
Jonathan Small stopped for a moment. We all looked disgusted.
Well, if you were in my place, you might have done the same,
he said defiantly.
Go on with the story,
said Holmes.
We buried the body and then opened the box with the treasure inside. There were a lot of beautiful gems inside. Diamonds, rubies, emeralds, pearls. We counted them all and then put them back in the box. We decided to hide the box until we could leave the fort safely. I drew four maps, one for each of us, to show where the treasure was. I put the sign of the four at the bottom. We promised that each of us should act for all four of us, never just for himself. Soon it seemed that peace was coming once again to India, and we hoped that soon we could share the treasure and escape safely. But we were arrested for the murder of Ahmed. We were put in prison for life. The treasure stayed where it was. We were moved to the Andaman Islands. I was treated very well there. All the time I was thinking of ways to escape and return to Agra, but I was hundreds of miles away from any other land. It was difficult. Often I watched the soldiers and the prison officers playing cards in the evenings. There was Major Sholto, Captain Morstan and some others. The soldiers always lost. Major Sholto was the worst. Soon he had lost all his money and was drinking a lot. I saw my chance. One night I asked him what was the right thing to do with the hidden treasure. I told him it was worth 500,000. His eyes lit up. He spoke to Captain Morstan. He said that perhaps they could help. We made a deal. They helped me and my three friends to freedom, and they got a fifth share of the treasure. Major Sholto didn't think this was much, although it was 50,000 for each of them. We had a second meeting with Mohammed Singh, Abdullah Khan and Dost Akbar. We came to an agreement. I made them two maps of the fort to show where the treasure was hidden. Major Sholto would go to Agra to check that the box was there. He would leave it there and arrange for a small boat to come to the islands for me and my three friends. We would then go to Agra in the boat and Major Sholto would return to the island. Then Captain Morstan would meet us in Agra and then divide the treasure. Captain Morstan would take the major's share to him. The sign of the four was on each map. We waited. Major Sholto went to India but never came back. We found out that his uncle had died and left him a lot of money. He had also taken our treasure. Captain Morstan went to Agra, but it was gone. From then on, I thought only of revenge. It became more important than the treasure itself. Sometime after, I helped one of the Andaman Islanders when he was ill. When he was better, he wanted to stay with me. I learned to speak a little of his language. Tonga, that was his name, had a large canoe. He helped me to escape from the island. We travelled around the world for a while, my small friend and I. Eventually, we arrived in England. I found out where Sholto lived, and I soon found out that he still had the jewels. When I heard that he was dying, I went over to the house. I saw him with his two sons, but I knew I was too late. He was already dead. I went back later to search for some clue about the treasure, but there was nothing. I left the note saying, "The sign of the four." We made some money at this time by showing Tonga at fairs and circuses. The world's smallest man, or the cannibal. We made enough to live and eat. Then I heard that the sons had found the treasure. I knew that with Tonga's help we could get it. Unfortunately, Bartholomew Sholto was still in the room when we went to get the treasure. Tonga thought he had done something very clever by killing him, so he was very surprised when I was so angry. And the rest of the story you already know.
A remarkable story,
said Holmes.
I think it's time to take our storyteller away,
said Athony Jones.
The cab is waiting. Thank you both for your help. Good night.
Good night, gentlemen,
said Jonathan Small. We sat smoking in silence for a while after they left. I'm afraid that may be the last investigation I can help with, Holmes, I said finally. Miss Morstan has accepted my offer of marriage. Sherlock Holmes groaned. What's wrong? I asked.
Nothing,
he said.
She is a charming young lady, but love is an emotional thing, and emotion is the opposite of reason, which I value above everything else.
Holmes looked tired. It seems rather unfair, I said. You have done all the work in this business. I get a wife out of it. Jones takes all the credit. And what do you get?
For me,
said Sherlock Holmes,
there is always the next case.